Teresa Ryan is the Director of Experience Development with Ford Edmonton Management Company. She's with me today to talk about a new experience being offered by the park. Thank you for joining me, Teresa.
Thank you for talking with me.
It's called Where Dark Things Dwell. I did it last week. It is a ton of fun, but explain to everybody, what is it?
Well, it's a very large-scale outdoor escape room, essentially. It's interactive. It's immersive. You come on down to the park. You get to explore the buildings after hours and solve the puzzle. The story of the game is you're searching for a relic that is going to lift the curse in this town. So you work together with your teams in this large outdoor environment to try to lift the curse and solve the puzzle.
Now, you paired with a group from Toronto who did a fabulous job, by the way. As everybody, all of the Edmonton and counterparts and actors all did an amazing job as well. But how did you find this group in Toronto? How did you come to join with them?
This creative group out of Toronto is called Secret City. We've been aware of them for a while, and as luck would have it, someone on their team is originally from Edmonton. So they were working on puzzles out east. She started thinking about Ford Edmonton Park as an environment to design a game. We got talking, and it was just a perfect fit. So they created the world, they created the puzzles, and then together we worked to make it fit into Ford Edmonton Park and make it unique to our location.
I'm amazed that it really took this long for an escape room to be put into Ford Edmonton Park, because it worked out so perfectly.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we've, I think, been waiting for the right time. We launched a virtual escape room when we had to go virtual for dark during the pandemic. We've been kind of keeping our eye on that environment and all the escape rooms, and this one just fit. You just know something is going to work, and we got excited, and so here we are, and it's outdoors, and we get to use all of those really unique buildings.
If you do one of the later times where it gets a little bit darker, it is kind of spooky, because I had some friends asking me, well, is it really, really scary? It's just perfectly spooky is how I would describe it, right?
I would agree with you. It's not scary. No one's going to jump out and touch you or, you know, but it's got a very moody, creepy atmosphere. And if you're into that, I would recommend coming to the later games because we don't have streetlights on. It's you with your lantern going in and out of these dark buildings looking for clues and solving puzzles. So the atmosphere is fantastic at night. But if you're not into the creepy, maybe you want to come when it's a little bit lighter outside and take an earlier game.
If we've got a group that we think we can do this, how do we sign up? How do we get our tickets?
The best way is through the website. You just go to fordedmontonpark.ca, check out our event page. You can book your tickets there. I will say that we run it in groups of four, so that's ideal if you come down as a group of four and you all want to play together. If you come down as a single player or a group of two, then we'll make sure we pair you with a team. But yeah, all the information is on the website. You can see the games. We run them multiple nights and multiple times. Tickets are $30. All the information on the website.
Get all of the details on Where Dark Things Dwell. You can find the link on our website, ravenradio.ca. Teresa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shannon.